Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines, history in the making. There was an extraordinary statement by Donald Trump just now. And I find it hard to believe that the Republican Party isn't seeing through this. Donald Trump, in a statement, just urged Republicans not to vote in 2022 and 2024, quote, unless the fraud in the 2020 election is uncovered, end quote. Now, let's unpack this a little bit. Remember, in Georgia, he said the same thing in 2020. And what happened in Georgia? What happened in Georgia, Joe Biden won the presidential election in Georgia, and two Democrats won the two Senate seats that were both up. One of them was for a full term. Jonathan Ossoff took that one. Raphael Warnock took the remainder term of a Republican who was stepping down. And so he's in for 2 years. He's up again in 2022. Trump went around at the very end and said, don't vote. This is rigged, because he knew from the polls he was toast. And he wanted to set up, gin up some kind of a plausible fraud claim by raising it in advance. And Glenn Youngkin is doing the same thing in Virginia right now against Terry McAuliffe, saying he wants all the voting machines inspected in advance, even though they were inspected. They were inspected in the normal certification process. And he wants his cyber hacks. He won't call them cyber ninjas to do it. We don't want them sticking little things in it. Guy's bad news. But Trump in Georgia, there's a lot of evidence and data that show that his saying that suppressed the Republican vote enough to possibly give a victory to Ossoff and Warnock and Biden. Now, I'd like to think they would have won anyway, but they would have won by a smaller margin. And, you know, Biden only won by about 14,000 votes. If they sliced 10,000 votes off because of Trump shooting his mouth off, Biden would have won by 4,000 votes. And then you start to get into territory where people start to try some chicanery in the recount process. What Trump is doing by, what is Trump doing when you think about it? You must understand something. Trump does not care about the United States, and he does not care about the Republican Party. Trump doesn't care who wins. His only value is authoritarianism, is his own ego. Trump is not pro-life. He was never pro-life until he ran for president as a Republican. He is not pro-gun. In fact, when an authoritarian takes over, they confiscate everyone's guns. You think there are guns in Russia right now? In the households? Are you out of your mind? How about in Belarus? You think there are guns in China? You think there are guns in jihadist countries? When authoritarian takes over, they confiscate guns. Trump is an authoritarian. When he gets up and says he's for the NRA and anti-gun control and he's pro-life, he is lying. He's saying that so that he can get the votes of this crowd who's been bamboozled. The truth is, Trump will confiscate every gun in this country once he gets into power, if he is able to. And so why is he doing this? It's because in 2022, he doesn't care who wins. In 2024 is still a little bit off. And all of the polls show right now, he's going to have a hard time winning anyway. The only way he can do it is to kick over the table. The only way he can do it is set off a bomb in the middle of the football field. I mean, that's really what's going on here. And he's going to sacrifice the Republican Party in the process. So you will have perhaps what happened in Georgia. Democrats will benefit by this stupid statement of his. What he's trying to do is squeeze what so-called mainstream Republicans, which sadly, they think Moscow Mitch is a mainstream Republican. My God, he's betrayed the country so often that you couldn't even count all the times and everything he does. But the idea is to try to squeeze people who are not yet in the Trump cult to go along with the lie. That's what's going on here. Going to a break. No, we're not going to a break. We're going to go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're first. What's up, Dick of Madison?
Well, Matt, you know, what he's up to now is he's just blatantly trying to fix the election before they even have the election. You know, but that isn't what I called them. What do you make of this new group of former Republican governors like Christine Todd Whitman with this Renew America thing? I think a coalition between them and the Lincoln group would be a great thing. Because they're trying to, you know, stop the lie, number one, from what she just said that I saw. And number two, they want to advocate for real Republican candidates instead of...
Right. No, it's a good point. And, you know, Christine Todd Whitman, formerly from New Jersey, EPA director at one time, is a moderate Republican. And, you know, sort of like Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. And the truth of the matter is, they are precisely the kind of people that made up the Lincoln Project. The Lincoln Project did a very good job in advertising, taking on Trump. The problem is their numbers are not large. You know, Liz Cheney is one of them. Adam Kinzinger, off and on, Mitt Romney is. I think they should be encouraged. I think it is possible to do an alliance with them. I think they're good people. They also are not going to agree with a lot of Democratic initiatives. But the point is that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And so I think it's an excellent idea, Dick. And I think that, in effect, people in the Democratic Party are reaching out to those kind of folks, and I'm glad they are. Jeannie O'Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jeannie?
And those folks are also reaching out to Democrats, and I think the Lincoln Project, watch some of their ads they're running against that guy in Virginia, just outstanding. And they're really supporting Democrats now because they think that that party needs to be cleaned out, which it does. Because I think it's more nefarious what Trump's doing than just everybody saying. The guy is mentally ill. The guy does not, and he is. People need to realize that.
He doesn't have all his marbles, right?
Years ago, he would have been locked up. He's dangerous. A person who cannot empathize with anyone at all and only sees things from how it impacts him. He don't care about those Republicans. But the sad part of it is people who have deficits tend to cling, admire, follow. And see, they're not following the Republicans. But the Republicans know dang well they better appease this guy. And I even seen Priebus lick his shoes. And Priebus, he never rants. Priebus, he wouldn't do anything for anybody like that. I mean, he at least stood up, but he was unbelievable. I mean, you knew what was coming when you saw the first meeting, when all those strong people who used to really be able to run America, well, don't ever vote for them again, any of those Republicans, because you know they're not leaders. When they went around and had to praise Trump the first time, I was sickened. Those generals and all these people that were around Trump, oh, you're the best president ever. Oh, you got everything under control. And I remember when they were out after they voted to take away the people's health insurance, you know, and then they were all praising him and stuff. And then he made some comment and he got a big grin on his face. Oh, that's right, I won, you know, smiling. See, so Trump is not a leader, and he's sick. And you got all these Republicans who can do anything they want by praising Trump. These guys are out there for themselves.
Right, no, they are. And Gene, you're raising a couple of good points, and I want to highlight the background of one thing in particular you said, which is very good. Trump, I think he's certainly emotionally disturbed, and he's certainly a sociopath. He's incapable of any empathy, any sympathy with any human being in their suffering. He seems to enjoy suffering in other people. Now, the thing about this guy, He got elected the one time, and he got it by shooting his mouth off. And Comey was the one who said that Hillary was under investigation. And at the same time, Trump wasn't. He didn't say that. Comey's a fraud. He's a Republican. Mueller took a dive. He was a Republican, and he wouldn't come right out and contradict Barr. And he pussyfooted around, and he didn't get into the Russia thing. So Trump is rearing his ugly head. But what Gene was referring to is that really shameful. It's like a North Korean thing where Kim Jong-un would sit around, everybody would say, great leader, you are the handsomest man, you are the smartest man, you are the best leader who ever lived, and he would bask and purr. Trump did that, and they all sat around and did that. Cabinet member, I am so grateful to be working for you, Your Highness, and all this. The one guy who didn't do it was Jim Mattis, a Marine general, and he wouldn't go along with that. And he goes, and then Trump squeezed him out not too long after that. But he simply said, well, I'm glad the United States is doing this or that. And instead of saying, you know, refusing to show up at the darn thing, or else saying, contemptible clown, what are you? Do you think this is a commie or an organized crime or jihadist company? Get out of here. Get out of here. They didn't do that. They did not do that. Gene is absolutely right. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.